And that's Mary from Dunlow right there?
Yeah, that's a song that we sort of stumbled on this one.
It became kind of a signature song for us as well.
Yeah.
At the time, it was a very obscure, very old, like an old Camalia. It wasn't really an Irish folk song. It was more of a very old Camalia.
Like a show bandy kind of
show
song.
Show
bandy, you know?
Kind of dance hall tune.
Now, how did you guys find these songs?
Oh, they came from lots of places.
Oh, we were
obscure
searched.
Records, yeah. Other bands. We would ask people to write things down, and we'd listen to it and just figure it out. You know,
during that time, the that late 70s, early 80s was a real resurgence, a big renaissance, if I can use the word without seeming like a jerk, of Irish music. Bands like
In Ireland.
Bands like Planxty, Sweeney's Men,
which we
gobbled up. A band, we got a record, on a tape.
Sweeney's Men.
Of a band called Sweeney's Men, and we were over the moon
with those songs. The influence. The Clancy Brothers, of course, the Dubliners.
Oh, yeah, we would just take songs
from sort of a combination
everywhere.
Of some of the traditional stuff and some of the, not quite punky, but like definitely stuff with attitude.
Yeah, but it was well before the Pogues.
Yes.
Well before the Pogues took over things.
Oh, yeah. We actually, you know.
We were done by then.
We were done by then, but the interesting thing I think that happened for us with the music is, you know, we have all this American sensibilities of music, and we grew up with lots of different, the rock and roll, et cetera, et cetera. We played the Irish music the kind of way we heard music in general, and it became very unique, and we were commented on that by many groups that we played with and other places all over the country. We traveled from Maine to San Diego to Ireland, et cetera, and people would mention how it was a unique style. We didn't think of it in those terms. It was just came naturally to us. We interpreted the music as we felt it and, you know, heard it. But certainly looking back on it now, I realize it was different. It wasn't the Kingston Trio folk. It had a different kind of feel to it. Although in our heads it sounded like that, but it didn't present that way.
We naturally fell into a very strong three-part harmony situation, which became our thing. A lot of songs with a cappella parts, because after a while I remember very well playing down in the Catskills, which was our Hamburg, if to put it in Beatle context.
Yes, it was. Absolutely.
We played hours. We would go on like at dawn and play till, I mean, it was one set after the other. And
we didn't know any better.
And we were being paid bupkis, but it didn't matter. The nights were, I mean, literally from like probably 7 o'clock sometimes to 2 in the morning.
2 in the morning,
just
absolutely.
One set after the other. 40-20, 40-20, 40-20. And always with someone watching us to make sure we were on.
Actually got on in 20 minutes.
But we refined the sound without knowing it. All of a sudden, we turned around and we were in Chicago going, well, that works.
Yeah.
Kevin and Jeff from Donnybrook Fair here. You guys have a big show at the Egg that we want to make sure we mention on the 24th.
Yep.
You guys doing some other things around?
Our first performance will be on Wednesday before that. We're doing a thing at the track. It's Irish American Day. I don't know what you get for that.
That's August 22nd.
22nd. We're going to do, Davey is coming in from Ireland like a day before that. And we're hoping that we played so much in the old days that it'll be muscle memory. Now, Jeff and I recently did a show at the Parting Glass, and we hadn't seen each other in probably a year or more. And we walked in, he walked on one side of the stage, I walked on the other, and we started playing as if it was yesterday. Yeah. And boy, it was just a gasser.
Yeah.
Cool.
So
cool.
And so we're doing that, and then we're doing, of course, the Egg on the Friday, and then we head off to the Buffalo Irish Festival.
Oh, nice.
In Buffalo, New York. The other big one is the Capital District Scottish Games at the Altamont Fair. We will be there on the Saturday, September 1st.
Nice.
Yes.
Very cool.
Very cool. Yeah, I love that festival.
People are listening right now. They probably don't have a pen to write all that down. Right. Is there a place where they could find some of this information online?
I have a website, kevinmccrell.com, and also both of us have Facebook pages.
Yep.
Go there and just check.
I'll be constantly talking about it. So.
Yeah. What was sort of the impetus to get the three of y'all back together to do something?
I've been in touch with Davey McDonald. I go over to Ireland a good bit. And I see Davey over there. And we're always talking about, we've all been in bands and everything since Donnybrook. But I think all three of us, I could safely say that all three of us look back on that as a magic time. And
it clearly was. It was career defining. It was life defining in many ways. It was over 10 years of the most fun, concentrated effort as we've probably ever had. Certainly, you grow musically and you add things and you change things. We look back fondly on that, and it's great. Reunions are for that. It's to relive some of that and have fun.
Are the recordings you did, are they available for
Tunnel
people to
Tigers
find?
Is available out there on the digital downloady kind of thing.
And pictures of you guys looking a little bit younger.
A lot younger. we were in the last. That's one of the things that I think I look back on with joy. Although at the time it was annoying as hell. We were just at the end of the Irish bands all dress alike thing.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
And we had to dress alike. We had to
until
we got good enough to say no.
Yeah, we're not doing that anymore. But we did. We had matching outfits.
Oh my.
Yes. Oh my is exactly.
We had a Bay City Rollers outfit.
Yes.
Before, really.
This is pre-Bay City Rollers.
Oh, goodly.
I don't know. It might have been right.
Probably around the same time, maybe.
The plaid shirt.
Yeah.
We look back. We had a. It wasn't good. Those outfits were not good.
That wasn't good. So, but looking back on the 10 years. Is there sort of one sort of memory that either both of you have as a shared memory that you're like, this is something I will never forget?
Yeah.
Or maybe each of you have your own thing.
Oh, so many.
The
first time playing with the Fury Brothers in San Diego, California, we did a show with us, the Fury Brothers, and with Patty Riley. Those who know Irish music will know those are two of the top names in the business. Now, we had opened for Tommy Makem and Liam Clancy.
At the Proctors, actually, and the first time at the Proctors, and that was fun because that theater... was awesome to play on. It was just a great theater. Yeah. The two, the Valley Forge Music Festival and the Westbury Music Festival on Long Island, they were great shows because I remember the sound was spectacular on those and the great theaters. There were theaters in the round.
If I can interrupt, because my fondest memory of the entire time was watching Davy McDonald get his big red sombrero onto the plane.
Yes, I do.
He wore it on the what are those? We had gone to Tijuana.
Yeah, we played in San Diego.
And Sonata. We went down
all the way down to Sonata. Right.
It was hard because they had trouble getting me back across the border.
Yes.
With the Fu Manchu mustache back in those days. But Davey bought himself a sombrero and.
So he's from Ireland, so he was very excited to have this Mexican sombrero.
He's, Jesus, Kevin, it's an awful lovely hat. I was like, are you kidding me? Yeah. You're going to wear that onto
He did.
To the, and he did.
There was
a lot of crazy.
Oh, for cell phones, for photos, right?
Lucky there wasn't, I'm sure.
And remember the day he saw the Indian headdress?
Well, he saw the Native American fellow that was in St. Paul.
Yes.
And he was like, I saw his eyes open up wide. The guy, we had done a show in St. Paul, and this gentleman came walking towards us, and he was clearly a Native American, dressed in jeans and a shirt, but that's what he was. Walked up to the States to say hello to us, and I saw David start to shrink, and his eyes got huge. He didn't know what to expect. And the guy was very pleasant and very nice and just thanked us for, the music.
So it sounds like the time was so well spent. The performing was like really amazing for you guys, right?
Yeah.
Being up on stage.
We loved every minute on stage. Yeah. I mean, truly, we lived it. We lived for it. We rehearsed in the hotel rooms. We rehearsed in the bathrooms, wherever we could get music. We learned songs on the road. We just found things that we were going to play.
I mean, there was, of course, times when the owners of where we were playing were trying to take advantage. There was nights of, and back in those days, Irish music was not what it is now. There was many of the clubs that we played in, like the club in Pittsburgh, was a club for Irish people over in this country, either illegally or the green card or whatever. But we would not see any, talk to an American.
Yeah, we were like the only Americans in the place.
Yeah. In these days, since the Michael Flatley and the Riverdance and everything's Irish, this wasn't that. We were playing Irish people and who didn't have even a thought about not telling you how bad you just did that song.
Yes, right.
And Jeff and I being Americans. That was at times a thing, but thank God we were in your face enough and also young enough to tussle that it only got said once.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Jeff and Kevin, Donnybrook Fair, they're going to be playing at The Egg with Davey on the 24th of August. Go to theegg.org for details and tickets. Before I let you guys go, though, you said, I think, earlier that Davey's going to be releasing a new album, right?
Davey's got a new album out. He'll be selling when he comes over.
Okay. And I understand the McCrells are, right on the edge?
We are right there. We're looking to release it for public consumption, Irish 2000.
Cool. And Jeff, what have you been doing here?
Well, interestingly... I have an Irish musical that last year workshopped on Broadway in New York and in Boston and here in Albany. I wrote it with our good friend Jimmy Kelly. Right now, that's in the hands of some producers in New York City, and I won't go any farther than that. We're hopeful that someone's interested, and these people are pretty high up the food chain. You know, good things could happen, but we've all been down that road before. But that's been going on for a few years. We've been putting together different shows. We opened up in 2016 in Ireland, and now we're trying to get it, you know, workshopped here and get it get somebody interested.
Jimmy, Jeff, and I did a date.
We did.
Just a bit ago, and Jimmy did one of the songs, and I was just absolutely floored at the writing and the music and the lyric was absolutely stunning. Everybody should send their thoughts to him, because that'd be a very, very cool thing.
Let's let folks know how they can get a hold of you guys if they want to reach out and say hi and maybe share their memories of Donnybrook Fair. And
the best way for me is I have a website, kevinmcrell.com, or Facebook. Yeah. Seems to be websites don't seem to do it these days.
Yeah, Facebook for me, Jeff Strange. You know, you can just type that in and you'll see my shining face, and you can instant message me or send me a note and Facebook. And
well, guys, thank you so much for coming
by. Thank you, Chris. Thank you. You are the guy.
We got one more song.
What is it?
Chicago Nights.
Wow.
I'm going to let Jeff take this.
Jeff, take this.
Yeah, this was one of the songs that when we were recording this album, I had written it, you know, just one of the early songs that I wrote when we were both learning how to write songs. Opened up in a rehearsal and said I had the song. Kevin started singing along with it, and he kind of made it his own, and it became a song. So.
Awesome. And we knew the girl that he was writing about.
Oh.